Frank, before we went to commercial, you were talking about former Mayor Guardian and the DCA, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Good morning,
Frank. Right. Good morning. Great to be back. Thank you so much. Everybody's doing well out there. Enjoy the nice weather, and we hope to see you tomorrow night. It's a little bit of a late game. It's like the start of the Super Bowl, 6:40. And that'll be, of course, the Eagles and Minnesota. I guess we could say go Eagles. And it would be pretty exciting to have the Eagles in the Super Bowl. So let's hope they get that win. We'll start out there with our new governor, Mr. Murphy. Boy, we have problems, folks. Wealthiest governor. You know, if you remember when Corzine even was the governor, another bad governor. I don't know if Murphy will be a bad one yet, but boy, it could be. He only took a dollar as a salary. Donald Trump, a very rich person as the president of the United States, I believe only takes a dollar salary. Phil Murphy's going to take his $175,000 a year salary here. I mean, at least he could have, you know, donated to a charity or something. He's a multimillionaire, and I'm sure you know that. He loaned $16 million to his own campaign for the Democratic nomination. And in 2016, he earned $4.6 million in interest. And with the rate of interest in this day and age, that's a whole lot of money. So I think we're in trouble here that this guy, you know, actually is taking the $175,000 salary. I think it makes him look kind of bad and gets him off to a bad start, but that's just my opinion. I would at least donate that money to a nice, worthy charity to make himself look good, but he said he's taking it. So they had the swearing in. Shell Oliver made her speech. She said she's going to make Atlantic City clean and safe. She didn't say how she was going to do that, so that's what I mean. Is she here to do that with the county-wide police force and not with our police force? She talked about housing affordability, you know, talked about getting the state out of here, but that they don't have any goal of getting the state out of here. And, you know, that's really the gist of the new story. You know, everything they've done over the years was keep control of the state. Now, you know, Mr. Brancador was just on the radio with a story, and I got to, you know, say I have to take exception, and I love Rick Brancador, reporting that Don Guardian lowered Atlantic City's budget by over $200 million, and that just not happened. They're going to have to go back and check those figures. I don't think the budget was that much more than $260 when he got here, and it's $220 now. You know, you have to add in the school budget, so we're still close to four now, and we were over four at one point, but I don't ever remember the municipal budget being over four plus the school budget, which would have put us at about $600 million. You know, I don't believe that budget was ever $600 million. That I don't think ever happened. So that has to be looked at. And also, Mr. Chabaz is on the radio saying what good things the state did for us, and that scares the hell out of me, because who's he working for? Because these council people, more than ever, and Mayor Gilliam and everything, they have to fight for us to try to get our rights back against the state. They're going to have to go against the state, whether they have, like I said, you know, I've called for an FBI investigation into DCA, and I still do. Today, I'm going, I had a segment written about what happened here with this bond ordinance and the health pension payments, and then and Mel Taylor mentioned what a good job Seth Grossman did, and he did. So we're going to put the two together. And I called Seth yesterday and told him that. I said, it's ironic. I said, we're both thinking alike, I guess, because I have a segment. You wrote a segment. Mel's already done a segment, but it's good. We can't talk about this enough because this is so corrupt. This is so criminal that everybody needs to know about it. Everybody has to be up in arms about it. There need to be investigations about it. And I said the same thing that Seth says. I believe that there needs to be a grand jury convened about it. That's how corrupt this really is. And just so you know, basically it seems to be the way this takeover is working. Just so you know, Cunningham seems to be the guy who is actually the one who's completely in charge. Believe it or not, Chiasa actually works for Cunningham. And then there's a couple other people that work under Cunningham. It's like a group of four people. I have their names here for you. Richardello, Richardello. Okay, they only have the three names. Okay. So Chiasa and Richardello all work for Cunningham. Cunningham's the big boss. And as I told you, the state takeover was never going to end. That's why, you know, everything was done, why the state allowed the city to spend $80 million more for the first 5 years they took over, was to make sure they had this stranglehold on the city, because the city's so bankrupt now. And then the next story we're going to do on the pension money just makes it even more bankrupt. So, you know, even though, you know, they told Mr. Gilliam, we're going to end the takeover, and what did I tell you all doing along Mr. Gilliam's campaign? Well, we're not going to end the takeover. First of all, it can only end through legislation anyway, because that's how it was enacted. But what did Tim Cunningham tell city council this week? That he's already had a meeting with Sheila Oliver and Phil Murphy, and what did they say? He's staying. He's not going anywhere. Well, that was the whole plan. They want Atlantic City, and they want those of us out of here, especially now. I mean, they were upset that we screwed them with North Jersey gambling, but they know what's coming here now with, you know, the old rebel with hard rock. And they want that for all their friends. And that's what the DCA and the state's all about. The whole state, the politicians, everybody. It's all about getting elected and taking care of your family, your friends, and the people that, you know, you have to adhere to. You know, all the people, the big investors and stuff that these politicians align themselves with. It has nothing to do with representing the people. The state doesn't represent the people of Atlantic City. In fact, we're not represented now. Our mayor can't even hire directors. He has no power at all. We have a mayor that we voted for, that I voted for. He has no power at all in Atlantic City. And our city council has no power. And as I say about Shabazz and any other city council, if these people aren't going to represent us, then we might as well get the hell out of here. Then I guess we don't know you some paying them, because we need representation now. We need them to fight against the state, because the state's our enemies. If Shabazz thinks the state's helping us, he's completely, completely insane. The state is not helping us. The state has done all this to keep control on us and get rid of the little people like us. And just the fact that they won't even allow Mr. Gilliam to hire any of his own people just proves why they want to keep the people in place, because they basically work for the state. Why did they cook the books here, which I'm going to tell you about, and do illegal things to get Don Guardian reelected? Because Don Guardian was their girl. You see, I didn't call him their boy. I had to take a slap at him now, too, because for what he did. I mean, you could see when I get done, and Frank the Jitney guy, we talk about this sometimes, you're going to see my, you know, bad feelings toward Don Guardian when I finish this story of what he did to the taxpayers here. He did not represent us. He went against us. He lied to us, and that's why we fired the liar. So anyway, and, you know, I got to give Seth Grossman credit for this, but it was just, like I said, ironic that we both kind of wrote the same story this week, so here it goes. Basically, on New Year's Day, Gilliam and City Council got ambushed for $55 million extortion demand from the state of New Jersey. Basically, what happened does, what's going to happen is, it's going to end up costing people like King Arthur and the Irish pub years and years of tax hikes, like I told you, because of the pilot bill, if the judge doesn't overturn the pilot bill. And at this point, I'm very scared, because the judge should have been able to make a decision in an hour if he had an eighth grade education, because it clearly states in the Constitution that this is illegal. But unfortunately, they don't, you know, really comprehend the Constitution. They won't obey the Constitution in the state of New Jersey.
I mean, what about some people saying Mendez was waiting for Christie to get out of office? Does that make any sense, Frank?
Nah, I don't think so.
No, I mean, none of the arguments that were made were any different than what we've been saying on this program for at least the last year.
The DCA, and that's why the DCA needs to be stopped and needs to be investigated. Somehow, like I said, they have more power now than the entire state of New Jersey. They're the all-encompassing people with the CRDA now, like Mr. Taylor said. And funny, because I had that in my CRDA story that I wrote, you know, about how they, you know, have all the zoning and everything, and how it's supposed to belong to the city. I don't know. It's hard to explain. We're citizens of a city where none of us and none of the people that we voted for have any rights whatsoever. It's unheard of. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And that's why I say, without federal intervention, I don't know how we go, because who do you go to? You can't go to the stinking state, because they're the ones that are this corrupt. So basically, if the city council doesn't do something about this, and the mayor, and, you know, file lawsuits, and we get the FBI in here, and the judge doesn't overturn this pilot bill, right now, basically, you have 11%, that's people that don't pay taxes that belong to the outlet. The other 50% people don't pay taxes belong to the casinos. So there's 61% of the people that are in pilot bills right there that don't pay normal property taxes. That only leaves 39% left. Now, out of those 39% people, the owners of affordable housing, just so you know, they don't pay property taxes in Atlantic City either. So there's very few people left in Atlantic City to pay the property taxes. So we're stuck with this $55 million bill. So what happened 7 years ago in Christie's first term? There's a local budget law, as you know. All municipalities are supposed to have balanced budgets each year. You can only borrow for improvements like new roads, buildings, and equipment. They cannot borrow for payroll or other day-to-day expenses. In 2010, Christie's director of local finances found that Atlantic City was breaking the law by spending millions more than it was taking in, as you know. That was, I guess, when Langford was here. The city had lost two-thirds of its tax base, but was doing nothing to cut costs, and was hiring new people, raising salaries. And, you know, and I even said when Guardian came in, why did Guardian lose the city to the state? He played right in their hands because he couldn't make a stinking good budget, which, no, it was true. Couldn't make a budget. He was an idiot. You know, he wanted to sell Bader Field to himself, and that was a great plan. So the state went to court, and of course, what happened was they had the takeover law. They basically passed legislation, which is why I say not the governor or not the lieutenant governor could just wave a magic wand and say that it's over. But the state came in and for 5 years approved Atlantic City spending $80 million more than it took in. So it did a worse job than the city was doing, and people were like, well, why'd they do that? Because they wanted to have the stranglehold on the city, which they have now, so they could never let go. So in 2015, Don Guardian's officials failed to make any of the four quarterly payments of $38 million, which were owed to the state for mandatory employee health insurance and pension contributions. The criminal part of this, or one of the criminal parts of this, the money was taken from the employee paychecks as it was supposed to, you know, their contribution. Where'd that money go? So instead, Guardian and the state failed. And this is, you can't even blame city council on this. That's how corrupt this is. They didn't even inform city council folks and any of you people. They're not going to tell city council. They're not going to tell the taxpayers of these missed payments, knowing that down the line, you people out there that are listening to me, that don't own a business at the walk or a casino, are going to have to pay the bill. They also failed to include and pay this money in their 2016 or 2017 budget. Then they added $17 million in interest and other charges, and that increased the amount that they now need to pay to $55 million. So then they bring in this goofy law firm, Chaosip, and you ask yourself, if you were really going to bring somebody in to handle your finances, and that's what Chaos's job is under who is actually the boss, Cunningham. And I didn't think, I wasn't even sure that Cunningham was Chaos's boss, but now I am. I mean, really, if you were going to bring in somebody to do finances, you would have brought in an accounting firm, right? I mean, you know, that's who handles the finances. When I'm talking during the week about finances, I'm calling the people that, you know, do our accounting work for us. If I'm talking like I did yesterday about this stinking DCA, you know, lawsuit, I'm talking to our attorneys.
Right, so, or at least somebody with municipal government experience. Chiasa had none of that.
His experience was he was friends with Chris Christie, as we know. And we, like I said, Christie did that all over, Department of Community Affairs, New Jersey Transit. Now you saw Rowan University. Like I said, if I haven't put exclamation points on why I couldn't respect him, oh, my God. So what's wrong with America and what's wrong with politics?
I know. I mean, Kisaya, he doesn't get elected to anything. He gets appointed to everything. Appointed
exactly.
To senator, appointed to czar of Atlantic City. So
exactly. But czar only for money. Cunningham, like I said, is really the top boss there from the DCA who's overseeing everything, just so you folks know. So by not including and paying the $55 million in 2017 budget, and this is where we really fired the liar. They did this purposely with Guardian so that Guardian could falsely go around and tell everybody that he lowered our taxes so they could get him reelected. Are you listening to me now? So they could get him reelected when they didn't lower your taxes at all. And that's why, you know, I coined that phrase, one of the reasons, fire the liar, because I knew Guardian wasn't doing anything. I knew this was a false tax break. And people asked me this week, well, what was Guardian going to do if he did get reelected since he didn't pay the $55 million? He was going to do what I told everybody. What did I tell you was going to happen if he got reelected? You were going to have a massive tax hike, which you're probably going to have now. But now you can't even blame this on Gillian or city council because they didn't have anything to do with it. This was all done by former mayor, and so Frank DeGitney, guys, if you're out there, you got to understand why I couldn't respect this guy. All done by the DCA and Guardian, and you can see Guardian was never one of us. He never represented the people. He was one of them. He was a stinking, no-good, dirty creep for what he did here, a horrible human being. But beyond that, I believe that these are indictable offenses. So I'm calling on today that Tim Cunningham, Chiasa, and Guardian, there should be a grand jury formed, and they should be indicted for what they did here with this. This was a scam. They cooked the books here knowing that down the line somebody was going to have to pay for this, and that somebody is the taxpayers in Atlantic City, the few taxpayers that are not in the stinking unconstitutional pilot bills like the walk and the casinos here. So if you can see how corrupt this was horrible for this mayor to do this, that he falsely claimed that he cut our property taxes so we could run for reelection. And they may also have cut local taxes paid by Atlantic City casinos, and they raised taxes basically for every one of you people. So as you know about the pilot bill, it lets the casinos pay $120 million with a 2% yearly increase for any inflation. That amount was based on 2015 and 2016 budget numbers. I don't think it's even going to have to change with these new casinos opening up. And, you know, basically the casinos paid roughly about $240 million. And because that $38 million is now $55 million, and it was never included in the budget, it was left out in calculating the payment in lieu of taxes to be paid by the casino. So they ended up with a great deal, even a better deal, because they don't have to pay any of this $55 million. And that was done on purpose, too, to hurt you. So you can understand my distaste for this stinking, no-good, rotten DCA. That's why I said it needs to be investigated by the FBI. It needs to be shut down. And now there really does need to be a grand jury convened for what happened here, and besides the fact that they did take the contribution from the employees, well, where the heck's that money gone? So besides the casinos, like I said, another 11% of the taxable properties were the outlet mall. As you know, the Irish pub, sued them. We unfortunately, you know, ran out of money there because, you know, we're spending all our money so we can keep our property to fight the lawsuit with the DCA, because that's the most important lawsuit. We lose that, then, you know, we can't be here, and we want to be part of the renaissance coming up in Atlantic City, and we want all of you to be part of it. But I can tell you the DCA doesn't want any of us to be part of it. And when you do things like this, that's why I want every taxpayer to know, if you're not upset, you should be, your hair should be standing up on end, that, you know, you got a $55 million bill. So I don't know what's going to happen now, and I'll tell you, I guess, in a week or so, because February 1st is when our next tax payment's due. I don't know if they're going to kill us then or if it won't be till the next quarter. But somewhere along the line, someone's going to have to pay the piper, and that piper is $55 million, and it's not going to be paid by the casinos or the walk, but it is going to be paid by you. If you're not angry, you should be.
I mean, and some of the, you know, incredible part of this story is the interest that's being charged. I think
exactly
you,
right.
You can
love
get
sharks with the mafia on steroids.
Thank right, you. Right. You could get better rates from you know, somebody off the street, I think. You know, a loan shark,
so
like you said.
Corrupt. I don't know how, even in America, and I know this is New Jersey, and I always tell you, and it is, if you don't know now, you don't know today, that it's the most corrupt state. Third world countries aren't this corrupt. But even as corrupt as it is, and even though the corruption's corrupt, and every day it gets more corrupt, just like every day the crime gets worse, I don't know how they're getting away with this. This is just unbelievable. And if you don't see where we need federal intervention, and so I ask you, just like, you know, the Institute of Justice, I always told you to call them. You really should start calling them. Call the FBI. If you're a local taxpayer in Atlantic City, who are you going to call? Can't call Ghostbusters, and you sure as hell can't call the state of New Jersey, because they're the ones that approved us going bankrupt so they could keep the stranglehold on Atlantic City. They approved this scam with the health pension benefits to try to get Don Guardian elected, and so that the casinos wouldn't have to pay any more in the pilot bill. If you don't think that's corruption, you're just teasing yourself. And for Shabazz to get on the radio today and say the state's helping us, he should be ashamed of himself, because that means he's not representing us. And I live in the third ward. I never met the guy. He's never been to the Irish pub. When the roof blew off and we had to evacuate, he never came by and said, hey, you're dying? You're all right? You know, so I don't know who he represents, but I don't think he's representing the people. And city council and the mayor and everybody, they need to represent us, and they need to break away and, you know, and go against the DCA, because they're against us. They're going to get rid of all of us if somebody doesn't stop them. These people are drunk with power, the DCA. So I wanted to mention that. I wrote a little story about the CRDA. Mel Taylor mentioned them. I believe, like the DCA, that it's time for the CRDA to be abolished. Again, this is just another part of government, rogue government, an extra layer of government that most cities don't have, that has taken away the rest of Atlantic City's rights between the
unelected.
DCA.
They're unelected
exactly.
People. Come on.
And they're just a bunch of hacks, you know, basically that sit on a board that controls so much of the city that it's scary, like you said. And they know that. I don't believe there's been a final judgment yet, actually, in the Baumgarten case yet, because they appealed. And again, judges don't seem to give final orders here, because the judges are waiting for their orders. Isn't that a sin? That's why I said you got to remove all the judges from the state of New Jersey and bring judges in from outside the state so we can get fair trials here. You can't get fair trials in the state because the judges are just as bad as the politicians. It's a state out of control. There's nothing like it in America. And what they've done here in Atlantic City, I mean, there's going to be books, stories, and movies written about it well after we're all dead. So the CRDA basically doesn't get that 1.25% anymore that they used to get, which used for redevelopment. So there's another reason why they should be gone. That money now is supposed to go to pay for the debt of Atlantic City. But with the debt probably going to be $1 billion eventually, it's not going to matter. They're basically, as far as I'm concerned, another shadow government for the state. And as Mel said today, and again, it's in my notes, we all think alike between all of us now. We all have the same stories. They control zoning, land use, planning, hence what happened there at the Ocean Club. So they're the ones you have to go to now if you want to do anything in town. Forget the city. And if they just don't like you, or you're not one of their friends, or one of their other friends maybe wants that, you know, they're just going to screw you, and it's going to go to one of their political hack friends. So, you know, that all control has to come back to the city of Atlantic City. We have no city here anymore. Atlantic City doesn't exist anymore, folks. It really doesn't. They own 700 parcels of land. They don't pay any taxes on that land. That's called land banking, and that's another reason why your taxes are so high. All that land should be put up for auction. It should all be gone. Hey, let Blasstein and Straub buy it. I don't care, as long as they pay taxes on it. Somebody needs to pay taxes on it, and they don't. There's another reason why they should have to go. Like I said, they're still trying, as far as I know, steal the piano tuner's house, because they did appeal it, and I don't think a final decision ever came down. And when you see these decisions go on and on and on, and nothing made, it's scary, you know, because obviously the piano tuner shouldn't lose his home. Obviously, the Irish pub's not a high-rise. I got a letter from the Attorney General of the state of New Jersey. So whether it's the Constitution or the Attorney General, nothing matters here. No one is above the DCA or the CRDA. If that doesn't scare you, it should. You know, they control entertainment, which is why we don't have much. Think of what goes on at the Boardwalk Hall. You know, Mel mentioned the Boardwalk Hall. I told you that's why I wanted sold. All our money goes there from the taxes, the luxury taxes. It loses $20 million a year, not utilized all that much. You know, we didn't get very good beach concerts this year. Somebody questioned Howard the other day about beach concerts on another station. He wouldn't even commit to beach concerts. You know, so we'll have to see what happens this year. I agree. And, you know, they were talking about Wildwood. Yeah, Wildwood may get over us on beach concerts, but I can tell you eventually with what will come at, you know, the old Rebel and Hard Rock, we will have good entertainment in Atlantic City again. So, you know, that's not going to matter as much. But why should they control entertainment? You know, why should they control a Boardwalk Hall? You know, look what happened even with the Miss America contract, and what happened where we didn't have the shows at Boardwalk Hall on New Year's Eve. It's all because of them. The convention, I call them Screw AC. Mel likes that. They come under the CRDA now. It's another $7 million budget, and, you know, they're paid for what? Not to book conventions, as we know. So that's ridiculous, you know. So they're doing so much harm, and they control, like I guess, entertainment, convention, zoning. They control everything. Between the DCA and the CRDA, we have no more rights. So that's why I said we need criminal investigations, and we have to abolish the DCA, and we have to abolish the CRDA. I mean, the CRDA has no right to give away our beach to private investors, which is basically what they're trying to do with the Ocean Club. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? Giving away our beach to private investors. What gives them the right to do that? They gave themselves the right. The DCA has given themselves the right to steal Atlantic City and bankrupt us, so they can never let the city go ever again. How are they going to let the city go when they bankrupt us to the point of $800 million? It's totally insane. So, you know, I hope you understand why people like Mel Taylor and myself are harping, because, you know, we're at a fork in the road here. We could all lose everything because of the greatest corruption in American history. So I hope you're all paying attention, and I hope you will make phone calls to the FBI and the Institute of Justice and realize that we need FBI investigations of both the CRDA and the DCA. Both need to be shut down, and there should be a grand jury convened to look into the scam with the health and pension benefits, because the fact that they've taken all this money and just put it to the few taxpayers left in Atlantic City and made sure they kept the casinos out of it and deferred it so they could get Guardian elected again, which didn't happen, and also taking the money from the employees and not doing anything with that, to me, these are all crimes, and they need to be investigated. So, you know, bad times here still in Atlantic City. And sad times to me when we have so much in front of us and could all be taken away by corrupt government. So I'm very, very unhappy about that. So,
well, of course, the CERDA made the announcement of three events coming. They weren't beach concerts, and I don't know. I was totally underwhelmed by their announcement the other day, and they announced it, and the media person was, oh my goodness, he was euphoric over the announcements. And look, I mean, any time they utilize the hall, it helps the city for different events, but you know, bull riding and unnamed teams for a college basketball tournament, it doesn't excite me. I'm sorry, but
oh, absolutely. We used to have Michigan State and Florida. I mean, you know, we had A1 tournaments, right? We had A-list concerts. Last year, except for Pink, we had, you know, no A-list concerts on the beach. And like I said, ever since the CRDA has taken over entertainment and the conventions, it's been a disaster. And again, well, look what they've done just in land use and things here. It's been a disaster. So the more responsibilities they get, the worse it is for Atlantic City. Because again, go look at that board there. That's a bunch of people who don't know what the hell they're doing. They only got there because of who they know. You know, in this town, it's not who you know, it's who you, what I can't say on the radio. So it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And that's the way it is in the state, the DCA, and everybody. And again, this is the greatest corruption in American history. Every week it gets more corrupt, and every week we find out more things. But, I mean, didn't we fire the liar? I'm so happy we coined that phrase, because, look, Don Guardian lied to you. I lowered your taxes, you lying little creep. And then again, it shows you how they take care of their own. Because, look, you don't think they got Don Guardian this job? How could any municipality hire a man to be their business manager who couldn't write a budget here, who just deferred the payments on the pension plan? I mean, the guy had to have, what, naked pictures of those people in Toms River doing really naughty things? And that's the only way he got that job, or accept the fact that, you know, they got him the job. The DCA got him that job there because he did what they wanted. They just couldn't get him reelected, even with this scam saying he lowered our taxes, because we kind of exposed him here for being the liar that he was. And, you know, I think this, you know, station, you know, our show kind of helped a little bit, too, to get the word out that he wasn't the right guy. You know, unfortunately, we still don't have a mayor or a city council because of the DCA, because they've taken the mayor and the DCA's, ability away for them to govern. And, the mayor and the city council's ability away to govern. So, again, we have no representation at all from our city elected officials. And I don't even think that's illegal. I think that's illegal myself. I don't think that's legal. So, we might not even have elections here anymore. Why do we go for a mayor and anybody in city council when we now know they have no power whatsoever? It's very scary because, you know, you're facing people that we have to go outside the state now to try to get some help. Normally, you'd have a problem with the city, you would go to your state legislators. You know, I mean, I guess we have to talk to people like, you know, Risley, or see how they feel, or Chris Brown, you know, see how he feels. I mean, I know they don't seem to be in on all this, but for the most part, a lot of people are working with this DCA and CRDA, and these are bad, bad people. What they've done here is really a crime and a sin. I guess I have this one little story to finish up with, because I guess we only have a couple of minutes left, and basically it's talking about a new fantasy sports game, revive sports betting issues. I mean, to me, this looks like sports betting. Basically, it says a new daily fantasy sports game that lets users hone in on a single NFL playoff game that has gambling experts wondering if the contest inches the fantasy industry closer to regular sports betting, which to me this is. It says the showdown variant, it's called. It's offered by DraftKings, allows users to pick six athletes from two teams playing a real-life football game, racking up fantasy points based on stats like touchdowns, receptions, and yards passing, rushing, or receiving. That means that the users playing Showdown could wager on performances like in the Jaguars-Steelers game on Sunday without having to wait for the Saints-Vikings game to play out hours later. But a 2006 federal law, and this is interesting, that effectively banned online gambling, you listening? But gave rise to daily fantasy sports, requires daily fantasy sports contests to be based on the performance of athletes in multiple real-world sporting events, not just single games. So that detail is leading groups that oppose gambling on fantasy sports to question how DraftKings and the regulators operate. So this new game continues the industry trend of trying to get as close as possible to single-game betting. I think that the fictional line between daily fantasy sports and sports betting is getting smaller and smaller. I think the only thing I'll say about this is I'm not against sports betting, whether it was this or legal sports betting. The only thing I'm going to say about Atlantic City, I don't think it's going to mean a whole hill of them being built. The only thing I think is going to matter is those two new casinos opening. Sports betting is going to be something that you're going to be able to do on anybody's mobile phone from anybody's house here. So it's not going to help the racetracks, not really going to help Atlantic City all that much. If they really wanted to be good to the racetracks and for Atlantic City, they just would have made it where you had to go to the racetracks and Atlantic City and not anything else. I still hope that, you know, that federal law gets upheld that they just talked about. There was a federal law in 2006 that effectively banned online gambling, so that's why I don't believe we should even have online gambling, and hopefully that they'll get to the bottom of this and that will get banned, and that'll be another big help to Atlantic City going forward,